For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is saying we've defeated the Islamic State in Syria. The White House has announced the Pentagon has been ordered to pull all U.S. troops out of Syria immediately. Not everyone agrees with the president, including Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio.
You know, people always celebrate when troops come home. That's a good thing. But you can't celebrate false security.
The decision to withdraw an American presence in Syria is a colossal, in my mind, mistake, a grave error that's going to have significant repercussions in the years and months to come.
Officials at the White House are now pushing back at fellow Republicans, insisting the U.S. mission in Syria has been accomplished, and added that it's the president's prerogative to bring them home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee ramped up 2 days of meetings by announcing an expected hike in short-term interest rates of a quarter point, something President Trump had warned could slow the U.S. economy.
Political considerations have played no role whatsoever in our discussions or decisions about monetary policy.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
Over the past year, the economy has been growing at a strong pace. The unemployment rate has been near record lows, and inflation has been low and stable. All of those things remain true today.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced a continuing resolution to keep the government funded past Friday's deadline and avoid a government shutdown just days before Christmas.
The measure will provide the resources necessary to continue normal operations through February the 8th.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm glad the leader thinks the government should not shut down over the president's demand for a wall, and Democrats will support this CR.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A former first daughter has a new children's book. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Chelsea Clinton working on a picture book about endangered animals. Penguin Young Readers announcing that the daughter of Bill and Hillary Clinton is collaborating with illustrator Gianna Marino on Don't Let Them Disappear. Scheduled for an April 2nd release, the book will celebrate whales, tigers, and other animals and will provide advice on how to help preserve them. Ms. Clinton said in a statement that she wanted to help young people learn that some animals are in, quote, desperate need of our attention. Her previous works include She Persisted, 13 American Women Who Changed the World, and Start Now, You Can Make a Difference. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate version of the First Step Act will now be sent to the House, which is expected to pass it and then send it to President Trump, who has announced he will sign it. John Clemens reports.
The First Step Act, which passed the Senate 87-12, is a massive overhaul of the criminal justice system. Mr. Trump declared, "This will keep our community safer and provide hope for a second chance to those who earn it." I spoke to Heather Rice Minus of Prison Fellowship, who tells us the First Step Act will provide incentives to those incarcerated.
Incarcerated men and women will be assigned programming based on individualized risk assessments, and there's going to be incentives to complete those programs.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.